Hey everyone, it's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You programs that help you lose weight by eliminating emotional eating. Before we go any further today, I just want to offer a special welcome to those of you who are listening in for the first time. Make sure you click on the subscribe link in the podcast, on the podcast page, or in iTunes so that you'll be among the first to receive new content, okay? Our subscribers are near and dear to our hearts, and you never know what kind of special goodies you'll have access to when you subscribe. And that's not just the follow link, it's the subscribe link, okay? So remember to join us by searching my name on iTunes or going to WendyKnightAgardShow.com. Knight spelt with a K-N-I-G-H-T, Agard, A-G-A-R-D. And I think most of you know how to spell Wendy. That's Wendy with a Y. WendyKnightAgardShow.com or search my name on iTunes. Okay, so let's talk about this concept of reconciling action and surrender. This is a huge issue. I have struggled with this one for years, and after much study, have become clear on it, and I've seen so many of my clients struggle with it as well. It's really difficult to step outside of this idea of action and surrender unless you have a really clear approach to it, and that's what I hope to give you today. You know, we all get so confused between the two. We're all working so hard in our businesses, toward our weight loss goals, in our relationships, whatever it is we're trying to achieve in our lives. You know, we work toward the goal, and then when the result doesn't happen when and how we want, what do we do? I know what I've done. I say something like, oh, okay, I'm going to leave it in God's hands, or the universe will make it happen if it's supposed to happen. And you might think, well, what's wrong with that? You know, that's the surrender piece, right? And we all have to learn to do that. The problem is, so saying those words are fine, but the problem comes when those words actually affect our actions. And this is what happens subconsciously to so many of us. Essentially, the words or the thoughts become an opening to stop our action, to stop doing what we need to do to get the results we want, to achieve whatever goal we're working towards. So what happens? We give up. We surrender on every level and we stop all action. So what happens is that there's this constant swinging back and forth from one extreme to the other, from action into surrender and doing nothing, from plenty of action, work, to, oh, I give up. I'm not going to do anything. Does that sound familiar? I hope it does. It's something that I've done in every area of my life when I'm working on goals. You know, I remember when I was trying to lose weight after I had the kids, and you know, I'd exercise, eat well, and work really hard toward my weight loss goals for a few weeks, and then my weight wasn't budging. You know, so I'd get frustrated like everybody else, and then what would happen? I'd surrender. I would give up and I would, you know, not do my workout over the weekend or eat some extra treats and maybe gain back a pound or two or whatever. But I wouldn't stay with my action plan because I would get frustrated that the results weren't happening when and how I had set them out in my goals. And I've done the same thing in my business. It's a constant challenge not to do this in my business because I have such huge goals. I have so many creative ideas on how I want to bring my everyday genius, that genius that we all have, to the world. And so I have goals and I have timing associated with those goals. And, you know, sometimes they don't always happen exactly when and how I want. And so if you're doing this with your goals in your life, then I want you to understand that it really is a mistake that won't serve you, okay? The action and the surrender are not two extremes to move between. They really need to coexist together as we move toward our goals. And that might confuse you. You know, that idea does confuse a lot of us because we tend to think that the two sides that we consider to be opposites can't exist together, that we can't be in the space of both of them at the same time because they're opposite, right? So we have to jump from one to the other. This is what our intellectual mind does. It tries to separate and compartmentalize things instead of seeing the whole, instead of understanding that the whole is in the parts. You know, we are multi-level beings, and our world is full of these kinds of polarities or opposites that are really two sides to the same thing. Okay, so what am I talking about? You know, some of you might be saying, Wendy, come on, how am I to be in action so I can achieve my goals, yet be in a state of surrender at the same time? Now, here's the answer, and if you have a pen handy, you might want to write this down or rewind and listen to it a few times. Action is the activity of getting things done in the physical world. Surrender is an acceptance and understanding that happens on an emotional and spiritual level when we trust that the results will not always happen when and how our intellectual mind wants them to. Okay? So I'm going to repeat those. Action is the activity of getting things done in the physical world. Surrender is an acceptance and understanding that happens on an emotional and spiritual level when we trust that the results will not always happen when and how our intellectual mind wants them to. Okay? This is huge. So the action happens in the physical, material world, in what we do, and the surrender happens in the non-material world of thoughts and feelings in our spirit world. The key, though, is that the action and surrender are happening at the same time in your life. You've got to be employing them both at the same time, not swinging back and forth between one and the other. So what we do is we define our goals, we have a plan, and we execute the plan in terms of action. But we let go of the attachment to when and how we receive the results. You see, it's that letting go of the attachment that is the surrender. Okay? And in doing this, we're living in the space where action and surrender coexist, and we increase our chances of achieving our goals. First, because we're not stopping and starting, right? Do you achieve your goals better and faster, and are you more likely to achieve your goals when you're not stopping and starting? I think so. We have more consistent action. And the second reason we increase our chance of achieving our goals is that we're spending less time in the negative thought patterns that come with the frustration of the results not happening exactly when and how our intellectual mind wants them to. Right? Because that's what happens when we're attached. Then we get frustrated and angry and sad and maybe even guilty and jealous of others who are achieving their goals, whatever it is. But all those feelings, those thought patterns are only making things worse because, as I'm sure most of you know, you attract into your life exactly what you are. So if you're in the state of mind of frustration and anger and sadness and jealousy, you're going to get more frustration, anger, sadness, and jealousy instead of the very results that you want. Okay? So the next time you find yourself in massive action, you know, work, 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 and you're go, go, going, take a moment and ask yourself if you've abandoned the feeling of surrender. And make sure that your go, go, go is working in a way that on a mental and spiritual level, you're saying, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm not attached to when and how the results are going to arrive. And make sure that the opposite is true. When you find yourself saying those words, oh, I'm going to throw it up to God, you know, I'm going to let the universe figure this out. When you find yourself, when you hear yourself saying those words of surrender, ensure that the surrender is only on that emotional and spiritual level and that you are still in consistent action in the physical, in the material world, moving toward your goals. Okay? So that both of those are always existing together. Until next time, keep in touch on Facebook. Search for What's Eating You page. That's What's Eating You with just the letter U on Facebook. And find me on Twitter at What's Eating You. This is Wendy Knight Agard signing off from the Wendy Knight Agard Show for today. Peace and love, everyone.